9:30 on a Thursday morning makes it an opportunity for me to welcome you in for Car Talk. I will remind you, of course, it is homecoming for Bartlesville High School. The parade tonight at 7 o'clock. Homecoming royalty interviews tonight on 1400 K1 at 525. And we'll talk with Caitlin Smith and William Dungess, along with Samuel Anderson, compliments of Bartnett IP and Regent Bank. And sounds like homecoming activities are going strong at your house. Good morning, Brad.
We do have some going on, Charlie. Did you guys ever talk to William? He's been trying to arrange that.
You know, that
he's high school senior,
I will have to check that out. Since we've got it on the listing, I will have to assume, which is a bad thing for a news person to do, that we did. But once you and I are done, I'll check that out.
Make sure if you need him, I know how to track him down.
So. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just do it live at 525 if you want to bring him in. But a lot of things going on at the dealership. The 2019s continue to roll in,
It is still the model year in close out time of year, really, but there aren't that many 2018s left, really. In some lines, they're pretty much gone in F-150. And Super Duty, we've switched over to 19s a while back, really. But there's some great incentives on those. There's great deals on Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns, on the used cars right now. Our used cars are really great. We've got an incredible inventory of used vehicles. You can check all that out online and see our internet pricing, which I've been in there a lot this week. I went through our entire new car and internet pricing stuff to make sure we were right in the market on all that. And we do that all the time, really trying to make sure that we've got the best pricing for you online if you're comparison shopping like that. It is a great time of year to buy. It's one of those big incentive times of years, too, where the manufacturers come with big rebates to help us get rid of the old model year in order to make room for the 2019s.
And I know you and I talked a few weeks ago about an event that was coming up next month, like as in right now. I guess
it's right now, it's right. It's just a week away now. And we've got Ken Harris here from the Oldies and Goodies Car Club to help talk about it. But we've got our big a car show going on and a free concert out at the dealership where we're working with the car club to get something going here and have a lot of fun that night.
We are, Brad. Good morning. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, sir.
Good to see you guys again.
Always nice to be seen on the radio.
It is. I'm here to talk about an event that Dungess and the Oldies and Goodies Car Club are excited to bring to the area. The Oldies and Goodies hosts car show every year, 33 of them, in fact. This idea came through from a good friend of mine, Marcia, who has spoken with Brad and me, and we've kind of thought, hey, you know, this might work.
We were on the showroom at the Toyota
dealership
one day.
Marcia a car.
Marcia bought a Camry, hybrid Camry, the first one of the new Camrys. Uh-huh. And we were just sitting there one day chatting, and she had this crazy idea.
And she did.
I think the next morning she called, I think it was Thursday morning, that she called me and said, hey, I got this great idea, but you need to ask Brad.
Marcia's a whirlwind, for sure.
She is. So thanks to Marcia, but for getting us together. It's a natural fit, Dungess Ford and the Oldies and Goodies Car Club. Mm-hmm. We have decided next Friday night, October 5th, at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Brad and Dungess will host an event called Hot Rods and Rock and Roll. It's a totally free event. A local musician and his band, John Wooten and Deuce Paid, will be performing. A local musician, they've done a lot of stuff, events around the Bartlesville area.
Yep. Very well known.
And very well known. And so he's agreed to come out and play some music for us. Brad is going to host it. He's going to move his cars away and let us bring our classic cars in.
Bring some cars in. Some of our employees who have cars that they love to show off will bring them. We invite everybody to come out and just have some fun, listen to some rock and roll, check out the old cars. If you got an old car, you want to bring it that night.
Bring your classic car. It doesn't have to be a classic. Just bring it out. Bring a lawn chair. And I think Brad and his guys out there are even going to – provide some hot dogs for us. And well, we're going to bring the bottled water, and so just come on out, guys.
Some prizes and stuff. But mostly you just want to have fun and have an informal good time. You know, because in doing this, too, I've learned a lot more about the car club. But, of course, I've known about the car show that you guys put on every year and have been to that many times. And lots of friends have been in it and such. And anyway, but you guys do so much as a club. You guys are not just that one show every year.
We do, and thank you for recognizing that, Brad. We're an integral part of this community. We try to give back. We just co-hosted an event with Tallgrass here a couple of weeks ago, and all the proceeds from that event went to our local Paths to Independence school here for autistic children, which is dear to my heart. So we visit a lot of nursing homes. Charlie and I visited about this. So we're very active in the community, and this just seemed like a natural fit.
Yeah,
for you and for us.
Rock and roll and our love for automobiles kind of grew up
together. Hey, it's a natural. Yeah. It is.
I mean, definitely tied together. And I love what you guys do with your extra time and, you know, just really a volunteer group that really puts their heart into it. I know that's what the old cars are about because you collect.
Absolutely.
You have an old car, too.
It's a passion for us, and it certainly is a passion for Dungeness.
Yeah, well, it is something that we're proud of, the legacy of what we do. And, you know, my grandfather used to have a whole bunch of cars. But, you know, we work on them all the time. And,
yes,
and there, we've got some old cars there at the dealership and guys that love to redo cars in the body shop and throughout the dealership. So it's something that we're definitely interested in. And hopefully we'll get a lot of people out there that night and have a lot of fun and draws more attention to the club, too. Because, I mean, people can join the club. The club is a organization of local people how many people are in the club now?
I actually had a guy from Scheidler, Oklahoma call me yesterday and said, I've been wanting to be a member of your club for a long time. And I said, hey, you're talking to the right guy.
Uh-huh.
We have about 90 active members.
Okay, that's impressive.
Brad, so we've been doing this for 33 or 34 years, been a part of the community. And, of course, Dungeness a lot longer than that.
Well, a little bit. But
just a little bit. Just a little bit. So I'm excited. I hope the public is excited. Bring it out. This is a family event. There's no alcohol. Bring your chair. You can even get up and dance if you want
Free
to,
hot
Charlie.
Dogs, classic car, a drink, a cold bottle of water, and a lawn chair, and you
Absolutely.
Can move your hips there.
Absolutely. So, again, we're going to see how this goes the first year, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah.
And no, we could make this an event.
If
we really could. We really could.
I like that idea. It's a lot of fun. And we're always looking to have fun at Dungeness and to get people out to the dealership, too, and talk about cars. That's
the number one thing.
Yeah.
So. Talk cars. That's about all I know.
I'll let you do that.
You do have some nice old cars, though. What? Tell us about your.
Of course, Charlie knows the. I brought my 49 Chrysler.
Right, it's beautiful.
That's a local car that belonged to Mr. Jim Bowl.
Uh-huh.
He's been gone for a while. He left the car to me, and told me, he said, "You're the only one I know that'll take care of my car." And Mr. Bowl, yes, I am taking care of your car.
And it's in beautiful.
It's
condition.
A beautiful car. And it really is a beautiful car. My wife has a 1963 Corvair convertible.
And you see both of those at least in the Christmas parades every year.
Absolutely.
And other places around the area when you feel like it.
They will be at Dungeness October 5th, along with a lot of the cars from our Oldies and Goodies Car Club. Brad is inviting some of his car enthusiasts and his public as well. So cars from Caney, all around the Nowata, all around the surrounding area will be there. I hope you have enough parking out there, Brad.
That's an unknown, of course, but we don't want it to be we want it to be crowded, so I think it'll be a good thing. And, of course, we have a pretty large lot there, and I think that what we're planning to do is set up the band on the, assuming the weather cooperates, set up the band on the outside of the Toyota dealership on the pad there on the concrete where we've got cars outside. And that way the sun will be setting to the west. It'll be shady out in front of there. We can clear the used cars out of the space between the Ford and Toyota dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have that whole area cleared out. And of course, you can park around the dealership in the back, too. But we'll move most of as many cars as we can get back to the back and on the edges. And
sure.
Clear out an area. I think we'll have a space up front for people to have their lawn chairs and stuff.
It'll be
and
a great then, venue.
Yeah, and I think we'll have some arrange an area kind of on the outside for the cars to line up, and we'll just see how it rolls. It'll be a little bit of an adventure because it's the first one. And, you know, we have had a couple car shows out there before, but never with the concert. So it's kind of an interesting mix.
And, right. So yeah. we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and so that's Friday, October 5th. We're saying it's about start about 7 o'clock, last till around 9 o'clock. It's at 1901 Southeast Washington Boulevard, or between 1901 and 1911, between the two stores. Easy to find there. Stop on by and check things out. If you have an old car that you're proud of, or just a project that you're thinking of getting started,
these guys are a great resource. If you want to start a project, they will walk you through every step of the way.
No, that's so true, because this is what they do. Ken said this is what he does.
Well, we're going to try to talk Kevin into bringing his Ford retractable out as well.
I think he should. Yeah, that's a great
idea. It's been a while since I've seen it. So, Kevin, if you're listening, Brad will give you a free hot dog if you bring that Ford out.
There you go.
Sound like one good reason to bring it out anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Brad's got that McCurr.
Yes.
He was telling me about that the other day. It's
nice
kind of a rare car, I'm sure he'll have it out there too.
Yeah, we'll be showing that off. And I know some of the employees are getting excited. We've got a couple guys who like to mess with their Mustangs and stuff. And we have a couple of old ones. And you never know what they're going to pull out of their garage, the guys in the shop.
Right.
Your club meets on a regular basis, at least monthly, and you get together frequently to get together and go someplace.
We do. In fact, our next meeting is an annual affair that we've started. We're going to be meeting out at Willow Rock to have our annual picnic and barbecue out there on October 14th.
And, oh, fun.
Brad, you're invited. Charlie, you're invited.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. November's, we usually host a chili feed, and of course, December, we have our annual Christmas party. So, we're an active club. We're more of an eating club sometimes than we are a car club. But, hey, that's okay, too.
There are certain things that kind of go well together.
Yes, sir.
That's great. And that weekend out at Willow Rock, we'll be having the Willow Rock Road Race again, too. The 38th annual Willow Rock Road Race
is
Saturday.
Oh, no, cool.
It's Saturday. I think your event's on Sunday.
That's true. That's true.
On Saturday the 13th is the 38th annual Willow Rock Road Race, an event we've sponsored for a long time. Working now with Run the Streets program, and really proud to partner with them again. They're going to have a big expo, a sports expo before the event this year. I think it's on, pretty sure it's on Friday night, I believe, that before the race at the Hilton Garden Inn. A different kind of event than they've had in the past. We used to have one where you did your packet pickup on the showroom. But I think they're trying to get more people out there presenting stuff and all kinds of information.
So how many runners
available
do you guys normally?
Well, through the decades of sponsoring it, it's been, we've had up to several hundred, or 500.
Yeah.
Sometimes, a couple hundred is all that come out. Yeah. It depends a lot on the weather, and the timing. You know, it kind of got started as a companion. Back in the day, there weren't that many races. It's become a lot more common. But after the Tulsa Run got started, the running club here decided they wanted to do something too, and timed it so it was before the Tulsa Run, which is later in October typically, so it gives you a chance to kind of train there. It's a great 8K course, really beautiful out there, as you know.
Your
events out there, and anyway, it's a nice about 5 miles. So it's a little bit hilly, so you definitely
want to be doing
some training if you're going to be in the event. But there's a fun run also, and that does go to support the Run the Streets program, which is a great deal here in Bartlesville. And right now today the Glitz is going on out at the Adams Golf Course. We partnered with the Blue Stem Regional Medical Development Foundation and Jane Phillips Medical Center on that this year. We're hopefully, if someone will hit a hole in one, I think it's on six, I can't remember, but we're going to give away a car today.
Wow.
A new Escape, working with Brian and the team out at the hospital on that. That's been real exciting. And I went to their event last weekend, and it was great. And, people forget about how important our hospital is to the community, and it's just something that that foundation and that event, that one thing about that is that all stays here in Bartlesville. And Brian was on last week to help us talk talk about that, but it does all stay here in Bartlesville, and I just want to give a shout out to them out at the golf course today. There's they're doing two rounds. One's going on right now and another one this afternoon. That's the third hole, and I see 188 yards. We'll give away a 2018 Ford Escape if someone hits a hole in one on that. So all kinds of exciting stuff going on this time of year around Bartlesville. Beautiful weather, homecoming, as you mentioned.
Yep, homecoming parade tonight downtown.
Parade and a football game coming up tomorrow night, and all kinds of events. So.
Well, again, if somebody wants to come out, take out your phone, set the calendar for a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
7 o'clock at your place.
Hot rods right. And rock and roll.
Yes, sir.
Yep, and I know you've got a run here, Ken. So
I do. Thanks again for inviting me here,
Thank
Brad.
Thank you for coming on, and I appreciate all your help getting this event going.
Yes,
and I hope we can really build something off it, too. And, let's have some fun.
I'm looking forward to
do something
I'll
in the community.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Charlie, you take care.
Thank you. You too. And I'll try to see if I can twist Kevin's arm.
Please do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Brad, cars and of course, the AM radio that was in them kind of grew up together. And
yeah.
A lot of stations. One station I worked at before I worked for Kevin, we called it the cartoons at 5. Music to take you home by, you know?
No, I mean, it is one of those things. Radios, cars, and, that our whole lifestyle in America, it is iconic. The freedom of transportation, right?
Exactly.
Individual transportation. It's in our blood, especially the Ford blood for all these years. We're approaching 90 years of selling Fords in Oklahoma all together.
That's magnificent.
As a family. And back to 1929 and in Tonkawa, Oklahoma, and Brahman were the first dealerships. And, it goes, those are deep roots, but been through good times and bad and still chugging along, hopefully staying involved in people's lives. And, so that's the great thing about the dealership is there's always something new happening, and there's lots of different moving parts and people involved, and you never get bored.
the Fed raised interest rates just a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to greatly affect things, but that would mean right now when you've got 0 or 0.9 or whatever.
The subvented rates are more impactful right now.
Exactly,
and I definitely have seen over the last year and a half as they've raised the short-term rates already, the marginal rate on the base rate has gone up on all virtually everything. But so if you get 0% for 60, which we've got on all kinds of vehicles right now, if Toyota has 7 models with 0% financing, and the Ford SUV season has 0% for 60 and 0% for 72 on virtually the entire SUV lineup
it's
at
a
Ford.
Better deal today than it was yesterday.
It really is. And you need to look at that. There's still a lot of great deals. Another thing people are asking about are the tariffs and the potential impact of that kind of stuff. And while I really don't know for sure, I do read a lot about it. And, I think as, the chairman of Ford said yesterday, it's already having an impact on their bottom line and their ability to access what they need. Now, I think it's a marginal increase of just a percentage point or two. So it is. Well, it sounds like big dollars. It's a big company.
And it's going to be spread out over a large area. And
right.
And something like tariffs and I don't say I had the best high school economics teacher in the world, but it was one of those things. Yes, it's the foreign steel is going to cost us more, but that also means better jobs for the American steel people. So where's the trade-off? I don't know.
Yeah, it's way above me. But the truth is, it's out there. It may raise some costs. I mean, we've got, but I think I see people just asking that. It may be a good time to buy now on that kind of stuff. Over time, some of those costs are likely to be passed on to consumers. The real thing we see going on right now is just the incredible new technology that's showing up in vehicles, all the safety stuff, all the ways that cars are integrating with apps and other and your mobile technology and devices that we have in our lives, and really trying to make sure everybody's safe and has but is able to use the tools that they need to for their lives. And it's really exciting time on the new vehicle front. But as we said, the used cars are really hot right now too. I think a lot of people are making that choice. That I was reading in some of the literature on the car business this week that that the spread between used cars and new has gotten really big lately, and maybe some of that is increased cost by technology and the but the spread is bigger than it has been in the last 15 years or so. So you can really save some more money on a used car than you do traditionally. That really varies a lot by the segment and type of vehicle you're buying.
And I'm sure to a certain extent, even to the season of the year, and I don't know, I would have to believe that whether you have more, 2016s than 15s or more 16s than 17s or whatever, it's going to vary from day to day, month to month, week to week.
That does. Yeah. And, right now, the big stuff in the industry is there's a lot of 2 and 3 year old lease cars that are coming off a lease nationally. Mm-hmm. And so there's always a supply of those vehicles and those kind of hold the price down. On the other end, there's not very many really lower price cars under $12,000 or $10,000 that are really great. Those are really hard to get right now. Very desirable vehicles, and so that's it makes the market really kind of hot on used cars right now. Those 2 to 3 year old cars and even the older ones that are really well cared for, those are really great right now. And that brings us to the We Will Buy Your Vehicle program, where we're always looking to buy cars. If you've got something out there that you need to sell or want to find out what it's worth, whether you're purchasing from us or not, we'll be happy to make a cash offer for your vehicle. It's easy to start that process online, or just come on by the dealership and we can look at that. We're always evaluating vehicles, and so it's a pretty quick process for us to do that, and just takes a few seconds, and we can handle all the title work and all that other stuff that if you're selling it yourself, it's a little intimidating.
Sure, just because it's a form that you don't deal with on anything more than maybe a once every 4 or 5 6 year basis.
Right.
What do I do this again?
How That's
do I do
right.
it? Who do I send it to?
Yeah. And, of course, we don't want to forget about the guys in service. The 995 oil change is going on, and, we've actually had some times this week where we had availability on the Toyota side in particular, where you could drive right in and get and not have to wait at all on even without an appointment. It's a good time of year to check things out there and get your oil changed. And don't forget at Dungis, we'll meet or beat prices on tires, brakes, batteries, everything that you need for your maintenance on your vehicle. We're really focused on making it cost affordable to own the cars we sell, and we want to be your first choice when it comes to taking care of your car.
And I saw an article yesterday on one of the network news as far as the number of safety features that are out there, and the people are getting to depend on those adaptive lane control and adaptive speed control and the collision avoidance systems. Technology is working for us, and good, bad, or otherwise, we're starting to really depend on it.
We are. I still talk to people who don't like certain elements of it, and I get that. It is kind of intrusive and different. But at the same time, I also see that it is it's helping people drive better. I think it really definitely the technology is getting better and better. And we've got now, in addition to the lane center guidance on where it's watching the outside, it's also the center to the center of the lane. So it's just getting more and more dialed in. The 360 view stuff now a lot of the cars you can now, when you look at the center console and you're backing up, it shows you your car 360 view, so you really can tell if there's something there in your blind spots in a way that you never could before.
Yeah.
The Ford trucks have these great systems that allow you to tow, and to put a trailer onto your truck without having to think a lot about it.
Right.
And if you're not experienced at that, how intimidating can be.
If I turn the wheel to the right, which way does the trailer go?
And it basically just works you through the whole process. And with the, and even for the experienced guys, it really helps because it'll show you right where you are, and then you can line it right up. There's no problem and see exactly that you've hit the right spot. And so it makes it so much quicker and easier for everybody.
It does.
And that kind of simple practical technology, the safety stuff, the fuel economy stuff, we're seeing just incredible fun to drive engines that are smaller and coming with the EcoBoost engines on the Ford side, and Toyota's really got great engines, as on the fuel economy on the Corolla, Camry, the Prius, as an outstanding vehicle. They're all available now and with great incentives. And at Dungis, you do get the new on new vehicles a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. At no cost to you when you buy a new vehicle. So we do that just for your peace of mind and to differentiate us from the other dealers. And that's a nationwide warranty. It's good at any place you were to move or if you travel. And so it is good at any shop, ASC certified shop. It's got loaner car assistance, all kinds of other value added benefits. It's a really good warranty, and that's offered at no complimentary to you with no additional cost when you buy a new car from Dodge's.
Lincoln continues to be innovative this year. I was taking a look at, I just happened to have the car out for some maintenance work and was taking a look at a couple, just because I had the time, looking around a lot. Lincoln really looks great for the new car.
Don't they? They're beautiful cars, and I think especially the Navigator is striking. The Continental and MKZ are great sedans, and we do have a good selection right now of Continentals, a Navigator, an MKX, MKZ. So there's a lot of great inventory out there right now. It's not something where we have a huge inventory at any one time, but we have access to any Lincoln that's made. And we really do focus on personal service for our Lincoln customers. The whole team out there will take care of you, but Olivia is the primary Lincoln specialist, and she's awesome and really does a great job on Lincoln. Does concierge service for Lincoln means we're going to take pick up and deliver your vehicle. We'll clean it while it's with us. There's really nothing you need to do other than wait for your car to come back, and we make it as simple as possible. You can deal with Olivia for buying a car, servicing your car, whatever. So it is a really different kind of process with Lincoln.
Yeah, it's really, like you said, the one person point of contact. You've got a cell phone number that you can, Lincoln, if she went out to lunch or whatever, but that's okay. You can still call her.
That's right.
And make that contact.
And with all of us behind her really backing her up, it really is a great program, and it's really helped us with the Lincoln customers. And I know they appreciate what she does. It's really a great teamwork effort out there. We talked about all the stuff going on. I'll remind people before we end the show today that we've got the car show with the Oldies and Goodies Car Club coming up Friday, October 5th. We're going to do it, started at 7 o'clock. It'll go until 9 o'clock. We've got the car club will be out there with a lot of their great old vehicles, hot rods and rock and roll, or what we're calling it. We'll have John Wooten and dues paid out there. It's absolutely free. It is a family event. We're asking for no alcohol, please. And just want to have fun and hopefully have a great time that night. We'll have free hot dogs and bottled water, and you can bring your classic car and sit on, bring a long chair and sit down and watch the band talk to people about cars. It should be a lot of fun.
I think so, and you can not only talk to people about cars, but I get the opportunity every once in a while to talk with the club members, and I'll tell you, first of all, they're a wealth of knowledge, but the enthusiasm that they've got about not only their vehicle, but getting you enthused about restoring a vehicle or getting something
just
you can show.
Being passionate about vehicles. And like Ken said, and he didn't really go into it, but they use their cars to really tell a story and help people. And, whether it's the scholarships they do at Tri-County for the people that work on cars, or just showing the cars, taking them to old folks' homes or to anywhere around in the community to show off cars and get people enthusiastic about vehicles. It's, because they are, and it's a big deal. And their car show every May or so is an outstanding event and one of the best.
They were out at the free fair a few weeks ago, had their vehicles parked in front of the fair building, and so it's the first thing you saw, or the last thing you saw, or both. They were there ready to answer questions or just talk to you about the vehicles.
That's right. And anyway, so we'll look forward to having them out at the dealership here next Friday, October 5th. And come on down if you want to check that out. Should be a lot of fun. In the meantime, you can give us a shout if we can help you with anything with your vehicle. Service-wise, sales-wise, body shop, detail, Enrique and the guys. Don't want to forget about them. We've got the We Will Buy Your Vehicle program. Just give us a call if
there's
anything
to do. Start that process online, and then typically you like to look at the car, but you can give them the best information that's available till you see the car online.
Yeah, no, you can start it right there and give us what you've got on the car. It does need to be checked out and confirmed, but that only takes a few seconds. So you can start that right now at DungeonsChoice.com. From there, you can see all our new and used vehicles in stock. We've got internet pricing on everything. Right up front, try to make it as simple as possible in your vehicle purchase.
It sounds like a great deal, and you get to know the staff. If you're out there for an oil change or whatever, it's a friendly face. First thing you see when you pull in, you already know, and they know you.
Well, that's our what we've been doing all this time, and of course, we're always looking for great people, and our team are the face of the store. And I was glad to hear that you feel that way, Charlie, because it is really important. And through all these years, that's what really drives the company, or the people that make it happen. And on the service drive, and our sales team, and answering the phone, and that's really for all these almost 90 years, it really is about the team out there.
A week from tomorrow night, it's the Hot Rods and Rock and Roll, and of course, next time you're out at the dealership, maybe you're getting oil change or whatever, ask them to rotate the tires too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you, Charlie.
That's our time with Brad Dungeness this morning. 93.3 FM K1, 56 degrees. We got news on the way. Check things out online, DungeonsChoice.com. News on the way next on AM 1400. Good morning, coming up on 10 o'clock.
What does your homeowner's insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote at 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville.